that's a very much a personal feeling. The fact of the matter is that it is not the best known. Probably, certainly the Fifth Symphony of Shostakovich is the best known and the most popular of his symphonies. This is the first major work that he composed, or at least that he published, after the death of Stalin. And that was a watershed moment for the history of the Soviet Union, the history of Russia, and of course, for Shostakovich personally. Because while it would be still almost 30 years before the Berlin Wall came down and the Soviet Empire crumbled, it was the beginning of a kind of thaw in the ice, the deep freeze, and the terror that had gripped Soviet Russia since Stalin took power in the 1930s. And it's a piece that combines all of Shostakovich's incredible skill and craftsmanship as a composer, which was second to no one, with a depth of feeling and a sincerity and a purity of intent that I don't think one finds in any of the previous symphonies. With the 10th symphony, my belief is that this is the first time, this is the symphony, as I said to the orchestra last night, that he always wanted to write, but couldn't. It's just, for me, it's tremendously moving. It's fascinating in the way that it's constructed. It has a first movement that is as long or longer than some Haydn symphonies. It's the first movement is almost as long as Beethoven's first symphony. And then it has a scherzo, if you can call it that, which is intended to be a portrait of Stalin, which lasts only 4 minutes. So the first movement is roughly five times as long as the second movement. This would, in the hands of any other composer, or most other composers, be positively grotesque. And yet it works brilliantly, because in the context of the whole piece, that very short first movement actually provides information which at the end of the symphony, or near the end of the symphony, becomes the key to understanding the whole work.
It's a foreshadowing.
Yes, it is. In the third movement, there are four movements, as in most conventional symphonies, and in the third movement, Shostakovich introduces his initials. Sorry for the out-of-tune piano, but these notes are D, E flat, C, B natural. However, in the German system of notation, which is what the Russians used, those notes are called D, S, C, H. The letters S, C, H form in Russian a single letter, which is the first letter of Shostakovich's last name. So those four notes are his monogram. They are his signature. And the listener hears that motive, I haven't counted, but probably 100 times in the last two movements of the symphony, in various guises, played by different instruments, played very softly, played very quickly, slowly, loud, soft, and everything in between. And at the climax of the last movement, the motive of the second movement, which is also the motive that opens the symphony very slowly at the beginning, these three ascending notes, is intended to be the motive of Stalin. At least that is my understanding of it. And that motive, the Stalin motive, at the climax of the last movement, is repeated 8 times in a row, and then suddenly Shostakovich answers it with his own initials. And this is, for me, one of the great moments in all music, because it is a musical symbol of the artist at last being able to say, I win.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.